We just heard from the prophet Isaiah in the first reading that a voice would cry out, a herald of good news, proclaiming, prepare the way of the Lord, a highway for God, mountain and hill shall be made low, and the rugged land shall be made plain. Martin Luther King Jr. was an American Baptist minister and an activist who became the most visible spokesperson and leader in civil rights movements. He was born in Atlanta. King is best known for advancing civil rights through nonviolence and civil disobedience. His Christian beliefs and the nonviolent activism of Mahatma Gandhi inspired him to combat discrimination, poverty, injustices, and extreme violence and aggression. In his speech, I Have a Dream, he used Isaiah's prophecy. As we heard today in the first reading, he said, I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. And this, he said, is our hope. And with this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. And with this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. Martin Luther King Jr. described his dreams of freedom and equality for all God's children. And this reshaped the modern America. Martin Luther King Jr. prepared the mind of America that all were created equally by God. Likewise, John the Baptist prepared the way of the Lord. He also reshaped the belief of the people, ending the old law, giving them the baptism of repentance, a spiritual cleansing preparatory, persuading them to do penance, and drawing them to the knowledge of truth, that he might prepare them to receive the baptism of Jesus Christ. He who was mightier than him, the new law, for the full interior cleansing, the forgiveness of sin. You might ask, why did Jesus receive John's baptism? First and foremost, in order to institute the sacrament of baptism. Christ Jesus was baptized not that he might be cleansed, but to consecrate the very matter of baptism, which is water. To cleanse the water, being purified by the very flesh of Christ Jesus, who knew no sin, endowing it with the power of baptism. He gave the waters of baptism his own sanctity. Secondly, although Christ Jesus was not a sinner, needed not baptism for his own sake, but was baptized part of his humility, that he might plunge the old Adam entirely into the water. And lastly, he was baptized because he wished to do all that he commanded us to do. He was baptized so that all humanity will not fear or to hesitate to be baptized. As Saint Ambrose said, let none decline the laver of grace, since Christ Jesus did not refuse the laver of penance. And so the heavens were opened at Christ Jesus' baptism to signify that the principal power of the sacrament of baptism is a heavenly power, his power of excellence. In like manner, the Holy Spirit descended visibly like a dove on Jesus Christ in order to signify that by baptism, Christ gives us his anointing by the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit in baptism, and that the Holy Spirit comes to us through Christ's sacred humanity. And now, what is it for us? My brothers and sisters, by virtue of our own baptism, we become sharer of Christ Jesus' role and mission as priest, prophet, and king. And like John the Baptist, we are called to prepare the second coming of Christ Jesus on this earth by becoming a missionary disciple. Becoming a missionary disciple. As Pope Francis said, a missionary disciple witnesses to his or her experiences of the love of God in Christ Jesus. Filled with the joy of this love, we have to want it, to share this with others. And that's our task and responsibility. Making God's love known to others, offering God's salvation for all humanity. And yes, it is our role to spread this good news to all nations. This is what our baptism we are called about. But first, we have to start with ourselves, believing the power of baptism, the grace that comes from it, which will empower us to live the truth, to live the word, and to live what Christ Jesus has commanded us. May our baptism, our own baptism, give us the strength to take courage to re-echo the words of Christ Jesus, his teaching to our family, to our relatives, and to our friends. And most specially, to make known the salvation Christ Jesus has brought us and for all who believe in him. May we spread this good news to everyone we know.